And that's our cue to leave the BBC World Service and strike out on our own here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. After news briefing and our prayer, at 6:15, Farming Today hears from farmers affected by the latest outbreak of bird flu. The shipping bulletin is next, but first a taste of our series that takes people back in time.
Young Again, with me, Kirsty Young.
I can be too focused on myself, and I can take things too personally.
I'm joined on Young Again by comedian and podcaster Adam Buxton.
Why would it be the end of the world if I did end up working in TV, but worked like an artist in that medium and paid attention to the details and tried to do weird, funny things?
I'll be asking him what advice he wishes he could give his younger self.
I'd say, come on, mate, one day you're going to be able to get a book out of this.
Young Again with me, Kirsty Young, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, next Tuesday morning at 9.
Now here's Simon King.
Thank you, good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. At 0505 on Wednesday, the 29th of January, there are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Dogger, 987, expected Fair Isle, 996 by midnight tonight. Atlantic Low, 991, expected Biscay, 991 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, northeast 40s. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, West Dogger. Northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and Forth. Showers, good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, except in Fisher, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. West 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Dover. Southwest 4 to 6, backing northeast 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Portland. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain, moderate or poor. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 or violent storm 11 for a time in northeast. Thundery rain, moderate or poor. Sol. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 for a time in East Sol. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Shannon. Northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malham, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Hebrides and Bailey, backing southeast later in Bailey. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less in west. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by west 5, 22 miles, 998, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north 4, 8 miles, 997, rising slowly. Lerwick, east southeast 1, slight rain 2 miles, 990, steady. Lucas, west by north 4, more than 38 miles, 993, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 993, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 11 miles, 1,000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1002. Jersey, southwest 4, slight rain 7 miles, 1005, now rising. Channel light vessel automatic, west by south 4, 5 miles, 1003. Scilly automatic, southeast by east 3, recent drizzle 8 miles, 1000, falling. Valentia, northeast 2, 22 miles, 1000, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 3, 14 miles, 998, rising slowly. Malin Head, northwest 4, recent rain 12 miles, 999, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A complex low over the North Sea will slowly move away northeast, while a deep Atlantic low will move east or southeast over Biscay and away southeast during today and into tomorrow. Then the winds, with gales over northeast and southwest, will ease off tomorrow, before further strong winds will affect the Western Isles, Western waters later. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 4 or 5, veering northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later in southeast, good, occasionally moderate later in southeast. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 3 or 4, then northerly 5 or 6 later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast, backing north later 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 6 to gale 8, then north 5 or 6 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 4 or less, becoming northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 2 to 4, veering north 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Showers, good. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Cardiff Loch. Northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, the Shetland Isles. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 29th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The Chancellor will set out the government's plans to boost growth this morning. Donald Trump's pause to federal funding has been blocked by a judge minutes before coming into effect. In business, an official report warns the UK's resilience to growing cyber threats is waning. And in sport, the Arsenal manager says kick-out abuse of referees. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is expected to back a third runway at Heathrow Airport in a speech this morning, explaining how she will get the economy growing. The announcement is likely to anger campaigners, including in her own party. But Ms. Reeves will argue that growth will not come without a fight. She will also say that the region between Oxford and Cambridge could become Europe's Silicon Valley. The Labour MP for Slough, Tan Desi, is in favour of Heathrow expansion and says London must be careful not to be left behind other European cities.
Several runways have appeared at Schiphol in Amsterdam, whether it's in Paris and Frankfurt. Those airports, I think they all recognise that planes will be taking off. And if we look at what's happened, for example, in the Middle East, those hubs have been growing. So air travel is here to stay. We just need to make it better, more efficient, more environmentally friendly.
The Bishop of Liverpool has denied allegations of sexual misconduct against him. A Channel 4 News investigation alleged John Perumbulus sexually assaulted one woman and sexually harassed another. The Church of England says it carried out its own investigation and there were no ongoing safeguarding concerns. A police inquiry resulted in no further action. A US judge has blocked Donald Trump's freeze on federal funding minutes before it was due to come into effect. The pause on loans, grants and other assistance has been delayed until next week. The new White House press secretary, Caroline Levitt, says the freeze is about being good stewards of tax dollars.
It means no more funding for illegal DEI programs. It means no more funding for the Green New scam that has cost American taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. It means no more funding for transgenderism and wokeness across our federal bureaucracy and agencies. No more funding for Green New Deal social engineering policies.
At least a dozen people have been killed and several injured in a crash at a huge Hindu festival in India. People sleeping by the riverbanks in Prayagraj were trampled by others who'd been bathing in the water during the Maha Kumbh Mela, the world's largest single gathering of humanity. This woman said she was trying to find her family.
Seven of us from my family were together around midnight. Three of them are asthmatic. When the crash happened, we all fell down. Others fell on top of us. I've lost my phone and all my money. Now I don't know where the rest of my family is.
The US Secretary of State Mario Rubio has urged Rwanda's President Paul Kagame to ensure an immediate ceasefire in the Democratic Republic.